Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
HIV is still an issue in Montgomery County. The more open we're able to talk about HIV, we treat it like any other health prevention.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. People who are not HIV positive, who may be at high risk for contracting the disease, this is a good choice for you.
It's just a way for you to sort of take control and say, I'm going to do this to protect myself. Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Learn more about PrEP, the HIV prevention medication. Visit doitforyoumc.org.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Yeah, what's happening, Rush Nation? It's Friday. It's your boy Murph here. He's here to take you through a very special episode. So those of us that were tuned in last year, or those of you that were tuned in last year, I should say, will remember that we had a Patriots fan and a Rams fan in the format of Question Time, kind of podcast, and we've got the same again. So we've got here Owen from the Arrowheads Abroad podcast representing the Chiefs, and Naji from the 49er Faithful UK representing the 49ers. Fellas, thanks for joining this Super Bowl special. Happy Friday. How are you feeling getting ready for the Super Bowl just 2 days away? Go over to Owen first.
I'm feeling good. I'm actually quite surprised about how confident I am feeling. I feel the nerves will start settling as we get started with the weekend. But yeah, at the moment, I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Nice. Naji, how about yourself?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Very confident. And then, yeah, pressure's building. I've been quite busy working and all that, so I haven't had time to get too excited, but it's coming slowly, yeah.
Nice. Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of being at the Super Bowl. It was many, many years ago, 17 years, in fact. So, unfortunately for me, it's probably long distant in the memory, although I still remember it. But for you two, it's going to be a very, very special day because neither of your teams have made the Super Bowl for several years, or in one case, 50 years. So, definitely enjoy it no matter what happens. So, just to for everyone involved, purpose of the next 30 minutes or so is for you guys, the listeners, to be have the best information from fans direct in here in the UK getting ready for Super Bowl 54. And if you don't have a team you're particularly rooting for, hopefully by the end of this episode, these guys will convince you to join their team for Sunday at the very least. So without further ado, going to go through the format. So I'm going to ask the questions. The guys are going to take it in turns to respond. If there is like a really strong rebuttal, then, you know, just get into it. Just respond. But ultimately, no swearing. It's a family podcast. And let's just keep it good natured. Don't want any name calling or anything like that. But, you know, let's not represent the actual Question Time where people are just trying to get camera time for all sakes and further their careers. Unfortunately, neither are you going to get a big deal out of this. But if you guys get some additional followers to your group, or if you get some fans for the, or just a way that they can banter with you during the game, then that's kind of what all this is about. So without further ado, let's begin. How did your team make the Super Bowl this year, and why did they deserve their place? And let's start with Owen and then head over to Najee.
So I feel like the Chiefs, the start of the season, it felt a lot like last season where we had a really high-powered offense, but our defense was slacking slightly and we had a couple of close games. And obviously we faced quite a few injuries as well. Patrick Mahomes went out for a couple of weeks. Tyreek Hill was injured for a few as well. So it was looking a bit rough at the beginning, but I feel like as the season went on, we started to pick up and we started to really band together as a team. And obviously that big week 17 where the Patriots lost to the Dolphins and we obviously beat the Chargers, and it clinched us that second seed in the playoffs, which was a massive help for us. And then the two playoff games were a bit dramatic, a bit more dramatic than I would have hoped them to be, but we're here now, we're in the Super Bowl, so yeah, I'm feeling good. I feel like the resilience of the team is a good reason why we're here, like why we deserve our place. I feel like we've shown like really strong grit throughout the season and how we can really band together as a full team and not just have to rely on one or two people. So yeah, I think that's why we deserve our place.
Nice. I like that. What about you, Najee? What about the 49ers? How did they get here and why they deserve to be here over the likes of the Packers or the Saints?
Oh, quite simply, I think it's by being the best team in the NFL. I think, you know, we've had a tremendous season. We played, you know, very close game, you know, all the way through. And then we just came out on top pretty much every time, apart from, you know, three late plays against the Falcons and the Seahawks and the Ravens. We could have gone 18-0 at this point. So, yeah, simply by just, I think, being the best team at the very least in the NFC. And we'll see if we can be best team in the NFL soon. But, yeah, and I think you know, we beat all the big names. We beat Green Bay twice. We beat the Saints. We beat the Seahawks in their place to clinch the West. And beat the Rams twice. We basically beat everybody we needed to. So I definitely think we deserve to be
bold. Okay. Nice. I like it. So what would you say, Najee, then, is the greatest strength that the Chiefs potentially possess in this Super Bowl that the 49ers need to be worried about?
Again, it's quite obvious. I think it's Pat Mahomes. He's a special, special player. He's proven it last year. He's proven it this year again. He's clearly a kind of a one-of-a-kind, you know, generation kind of guy that's going to be there around for a long time and play good football, you can tell. Yeah, that's it. I think, you know, good QB is always very dangerous because they raise everybody in their team. And he's shown that. He's shown that for two straight seasons. He scored, you know, 50 touchdowns last year, which is quite impressive. Obviously, hasn't as good as the year this year, but as Owen said, a few injuries and a slow start might have hampered that a little bit. But yeah, I think it's Mahomes. And if he gets hot, if he gets on a roll, it's going to be dangerous for us for sure.
Okay. So, Owen, what would you say is the greatest strength for the 49ers in this Super Bowl?
Well, I've said all season long that I think the 49ers have one of the most complete rosters in the NFL. I think that's one of their strongest points, is the fact that they've got such a good team, like all round. But if it was like one position group, I'd have to say the defensive line or their front seven in general. I mean, they've got defensive rookie of the year candidate Nick Bosa leading the way, and they can really wreak some havoc. So I feel like you said, Najee, with Patrick Mahomes being the Chiefs' biggest strength, I feel like the 49ers defense, their defensive line, has a good chance of getting to Patrick Mahomes and being disruptive, and that could cause some problems if they get into our backfield. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. How do you think prior Super Bowl experience is going to matter once the game starts, Owen? Because with the Chiefs here, they've, you know, you've got Andy Reid, who has, you know, he's been the Super Bowl, Spagnuolo has been the Super Bowl. There's not a lot of players on that roster who have been to the Super Bowl. So do you think that having that little bit of experience is going to matter once the game begins or in the lead up to it? Or do you think it's just going to be another day at the office?
I think with the coach's experience, I mean, it's always... It can't hurt to have that experience with the coaches, but in general, as like a whole team, I don't feel like it specifically makes too much of a difference because the playoffs and the NFL season as a whole, there's so much competition in every single week. But as soon as I feel like as soon as the two teams get to that one big game, they get to the Super Bowl, I feel like everything goes out the window. Nothing else matters anymore. It's just this game. So I feel like the whole pressure of the Super Bowl obviously is going to be huge because it's one of the biggest sporting events of the year. But once you're in that, this is the one game that I need to win. I feel like all the previous experience just goes out the window and everything goes into that one game.
Okay. So what about you, Nadji, with the 49ers? Because Jimmy G's been, but he went as a backup, didn't really get any reps in the games. You know, you've got Emmanuel Sanders, who has been and has won one. There's a couple of players on that defense. Richard Sherman, for example, has won one. But you've also got Kyle Shanahan, whose previous experience in the Super Bowl was having a team that were 27-3 up and losing the game. So do you think that's something that's going to be on Shanahan's mind, or maybe even the player's mind in the lead up to the game, or even during the game? Do you think it's going to have any effect?
I hope not. I mean, it was such a crushing loss, even though it was so long ago now, it feels like an eternity. I think so, a little bit. He's definitely not going to want a repeat of it. But I agree with Owen. I think during the game, when the game's on, it definitely doesn't matter as much. But I think the preparation, it does. You know, experience does help you. And I think when you look at a team like the Patriots winning so many championships, you know, I talked about it on our podcast, the been there, done that kind of, you know, the lead up to the Super Bowl is so different than the lead up to any other game during the season and even postseason. You know, these people, these athletes are machines almost. Right? Monday they've got a schedule, Tuesday they've got a schedule, and then with the Super Bowl media and all everything that's happening before, that's all out of the window. So I think in terms of preparation, it's going to help us a lot to have, especially, you know, the players that we have that have been here in the Super Bowl are leaders. You know, you talk Richard Sherman, obviously Kyle and Jimmy, all of these guys are leaders in your dressing room. And John Lynch as well, you know, he's 1-1 with Tampa. So all of that, I think, is definitely going to make sure we're prepared as well as we can be to attack the game, to be ready when the first whistle blows, basically.
Yeah, it's going to be a very strange weekend for John Lynch, because he's up for the Hall of Fame vote on the Saturday for the 7th year in a row. And then he's got the Super Bowl as well. So it's a big weekend for him personally and professionally, especially as a young GM in the league. So that's going to be really interesting. Okay, but flipping over to, we've started Super Bowl week. We've had the media days now. Radio Row is set up. We're getting all these interviews coming through. We've had opening night, for example. What is the one question that is going to be asked continuously through this week that as a fan is just going to be completely on your nerves, because you're just going to hear this question repeatedly asked over and over again about your team before the game? I'm going to hand it over to you, Nadji, to answer this one first.
Well, I think it's two questions, really. The first one you've already asked me is what Kyle Shanahan's going to be like because of, you know, the crushing loss he had when he was with the Falcons. But the other one is, and I've heard it all season long, is how do we handle the Chiefs' speed, and look at Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, and look how fast they are, and all that. And that's really, really annoying. Because yes, they're fast. We get it. you know, and it is definitely a strength. But this isn't college ball. Speed does kill, but I think we'll be prepared for it. And you know, we've got some speedster too on our team. If people want to go and check Next Gen Stat and watch the fastest player of the season, it's not a Chief player, it's a Niners guy, it's Matt Breida. So yeah, I mean, I say annoying, I don't have to answer it, so I don't mind that much.
Fine, what about you, Owen?
I think a lot of it comes down to Andy Reid. I've heard a lot of like slander on Andy Reid, especially in big games and in playoff games, because he has got that history of not being able to perform, and his game management, his time clock, like his clock management might be a little bit off, because obviously we have had some crushing playoff losses in the past few years. But I feel like as soon as Mahomes came on, it's a new team now. I feel like Andy Reid has really changed, and he's almost grown as a head coach, even though he's already got that experience. I feel like with Mahomes and with this new identity the Chiefs team has, I feel like he's really grown as a coach, and his ability to like manage games has grown considerably well. I mean, he's won a few big games over the course of this year, and also 2018. So I feel like he's changed a lot, and people constantly asking questions about his ability to manage the games in big situations. I think that does get under my skin a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's always going to be the big question with the two coaches, really, is they have both gone through something so incredibly unique, in the sense of Andy Reid has the most wins of any coach never to win the Super Bowl. He's won both the AFC and the NFC titles, and doesn't have a Super Bowl ring to his name. And Kyle Shanahan will always be linked with that 27-3 lead, and then losing it in the biggest of games with so little time left in the game, in all consequence, but it was with a different team, with different sets of players. And if he wins on Sunday, that's something he will knock on the head, the same way that Andy Reid will knock on the head if he wins one. Once you win one, it's like Phil Mickelson in golf. You know, he was always the best player never to win a major, and then he ended up winning a couple in very quick succession. It's just one of those things. So I get the frustration with those. And, you know, the one thing with the media, they like to ask the same questions over and over again. So I apologise. I've asked one that's gotten the nerves. Natty, I'll try not to do that one again. So this one going to Owen first. Who's the one retired player from your franchise history that you would love to have on the field for this Super Bowl to help your team win?
I mean, for me, it's got to be running back Jamaal Charles. I mean, he made some of the worst seasons as a Chiefs fan in recent history, like, a little bit more bearable. I mean, he was such a good player, and it was a great, like, left a huge mark on our franchise. I mean, he averaged 5.4 yards per carry over the course of his career, which is like the fourth best all time. So it, amongst like the top running backs and the running backs, like number one running backs in the league. So he's always been a great guy for our franchise. And I feel like if he was on the same team as Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and the rest of the offense, I just feel like we might be close to unstoppable if we had Charles. So yeah, probably be him.
You'd have Charles over Priest Holmes. I'm shocked by that.
Oh, I mean, I've not been the longest Chiefs fan in the world, so I have more memories with Jamaal Charles. I do have that a bit of sentimental value with him as well, which is probably why I take him over Priest. Okay. And of course, he did actually. I do like Charles because he also took over Priest Holmes, didn't he, from the franchise leading rusher as well. So he now holds that title as well, Charles.
Yeah, he did.
I thought there was a bit more of that sentimental value there with him.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, I'll allow that. When I started watching NFL, Priest Holmes was him and LT every year. It was incredible. They, you know, when those guys left, the running back position was a lot poorer. In fact, it became neglected for a few years. So, but I totally get that. I just was like, oh, for me, it would always be Priest. But I completely understand thinking. What about you, Najee? Who would you have from 49ers history?
Well, I'm surprised. I'm surprised Owen didn't pick the one I'm going to pick. I mean, it's a toss up for me because he could have done it. But it's Joe Montana. You know, the guy's already won so many Super Bowls, and you know, one of them in Miami already. And it's another question we're going to ask later. But I think the one weakness we have is maybe, and I don't even call it really a weakness. I think it's just is slightly less good. Is our quarterback, and having Joe, Big Joe down there down on the center would be quite a help. But you know, you can pick so many players from our history: Jerry Rice and Roger Craig and even Steve Young or anybody really could help us. But, you know, Owen touched on it. I think we've got the most complete roster in the league. I don't think we really need anybody. But, yeah, Big Joe would be good.
I'm shocked you've said that because I get the sentiment that Joe Montana is an amazing quarterback. You know, he's Hall of Fame guy, truly incredible. But Jimmy Garoppolo's won a lot of games.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Again, as I say, it's almost nitpicking. It's, you know, if there's one thing that could hurt us is Jimmy's been prone to turn the ball over a little bit too much for my liking anyway. A couple of back pits, a couple of bad fumbles, especially early on. So if you could just eliminate that and have somebody that, you know, is going to deliver, would win that game 100%, I think. I think Jimmy takes it to 99%.
I'm shocked by that because I was so certain. Right, I'll be honest, with the Chiefs, I wasn't quite sure because there's a few different angles you can go with. Running back, I completely make sense, and I can see why you've got running back with the Chiefs. But if I was a 49ers fan, it would have to be Jerry Rice. Like, for me, the guy's the best player ever to play the game. Like, Jerry Rice for me is, like, that is who I would have had. And that's what I was expecting. I thought this would be a gimme answer. It'd be Jimmy Rice. It was all,
Yeah, I mean, I did toss up with it. It's difficult. Jerry Rice is such a legend, for sure. But we don't need our passing game. We just need to hand the ball over to Ryan Mostert. And everything will be fine.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's get on to this then, Najee. What are the major things that the 49ers need to do to ensure that they get victory in Super Bowl 54?
Just play our game. Just do what we did to Green Bay and to the Vikings. Just if we can just establish that and play our run game the way we want to play it, they don't even have a chance. It's not going to be even close, I reckon. very, very confident.
But no disrespect to...
No, absolutely not.
No disrespect to the Packers or the Minnesota Vikings, but the Chiefs are a much better team than both of those. I mean, the Packers, for me, are one of the worst 13-3 teams.
I agree.
And the Vikings, okay, they did very well to knock out the Saints, but let's be honest, they were never going to go all the way. Whereas the Chiefs have got the MVP, they've got an electric offense, they've got an experienced head coach. I mean, they've got all the things that you'd want from a team. So do you not think that there might need to be, and they shut down Derrick Henry in the AFC title game, do you not think that they need to do something else?
Yeah, I just think their defense isn't that good. I think they've improved from last year, but I think they've got a worse defense than the Packers and the Vikings. So, yeah, their offense is definitely out there. And, they're amazing, for sure. And I think the Titans game, they pushed, the Titans to pass a lot more and throw them off balance by being so explosive. And that play of Mahomes, the scramble, I think just kind of a... put a dagger in their heart, and after that they weren't the same anymore. But yeah, I just don't see how the Chiefs defense is going to stop us. And no disrespect at all, I think they're improved. I think Tyrann Mathieu is one of my favorite players. I love LSU. So I just don't see how they're going to stop us. That's as simple as that, really.
Well, I mean, I'll first of all let you respond to the Chiefs' defense not being that good, and then I'll ask you why what the Chiefs need to do in order to win the game.
Well, I feel like the 49ers, especially in the playoffs and in towards the end of the season, have been playing quite similar football to the Titans, and we held Derrick Henry to 70 yards of ground offense in the title game. And obviously, Chris Jones wasn't fully healthy. He only got announced that he would be playing limited snaps on the day. So he wasn't at full health either. And now he's back to full health. I feel like, yes, our defense has improved, but it has improved a lot since last season, especially towards the end of the season. I mean, in the last six games of the season, we went undefeated and we only allowed 11.5 points per game. And then obviously in the title game, shutting down Derrick Henry did a... Without Chris Jones, I feel like with Chris Jones back and at full health, I feel like we should be able to help slow down the 49ers rush game.
Yeah, if I was to throw out that the Chiefs had more interceptions across the regular season than the 49ers, would either of you be surprised?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think
they did. So, yeah, they did. They had a few more interceptions. It wasn't loads more. If you look at the actual total turnovers, the gap was three. The 49ers tend to force more fumbles and recover those fumbles. But actually, the Chiefs' secondary produced more interceptions. So that one was out there just to shock you a little bit. I feel like that's my job. It's just a sort of niggle here. Going on that fact, even though I'm going to completely contradict myself here, people were arguing, and I don't really like this comp, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, that the Chiefs have the advantage on offense, the 49ers have advantage on defense. Therefore, this game really could come down to special teams. So can you make a case for why your team will be better on special teams? And I'll start with Owen on this one.
Well, I think our kicker, Harrison Butker, had a really good season. I mean, he's only missed one of his 32 field goal attempts from under 50 yards, which I think is really impressive. And he's also, out of the six that he's attempted beyond 50 yards, he's got three of them. So from the distance as well, he's got a good 50-50 chance of being able to make those as well. So I feel like he's a great asset to us on special teams. And also Hardman, I feel like he's already proved in the playoffs in the Texans game that he can really make a difference on special teams with that 58-yard return that he had when we were 24-0 down. I feel like he completely flipped the script for us and gave us that morale boost going forwards, and we really started to build momentum off of it. So I feel like if we're down and we need something to get us energized, I feel like Mecole Hardman could be that guy for us on special teams.
That's fair. What about you, Najee? How would you respond to the 49ers and how they can potentially win this game on special teams?
Yeah, I mean, special teams are always, a very important part of the game. I think it's vastly underrated most of the time. You can, as Owen just said, you can flip a game on its head if you have a good return or, a muff punt that you recover or something, and then the game just changes completely. So it's always important, no matter what kind of defense, what kind of offense you play against. You can pin somebody in their territory, and then they always have 90 yards to go rather than 60. It, it makes a big difference. But yeah, our special team has been awesome. We've got a few turnover on it, and you know, we've got Richie James. People probably don't know, but he's a good returner. I think his average is not the greatest, obviously, but it's out there. So yeah, I hope we can contain Michael Hardman, because he's definitely a speed freak, and it's very dangerous, especially on, you know, kick return, turn return kind of thing. But you know, we've got Ryan Mostert playing coverage guy out there and making tackles and making fumbles when he's not running for 200 yards and four touchdowns. So I've got confidence.
Fair. Right, let's take some questions from people on Twitter and Facebook. So the Franchise Tag Podcast, thanks Freddie for the question here, is will Mahomes dominate the league for years to come? Since this is about predominantly the Chiefs players, I'll go to Owen first.
Well, I think he certainly has the ability to. He's never lost an NFL game by more than one score, so he's one of those players that can always keep his team in it and always like make sure that we have a fighting chance of winning any game. So in that respect, yeah, I think he does. But if you're looking at dominating the entire league, you've also got to look at the other teams and their players. So, I mean, you've got Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz. There are so many young guys at the quarterback position that could be and are very likely to be franchise and generational talent. So I think he has the ability to, but I feel like it will be really good to see him match up against all these young quarterbacks going forward and see how he does fare against them in the future, yeah.
Najee, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. He's part of that new guard. You mentioned all those guys, all those new quarterback, and you see, you know, Manning retiring and Rivers out of the Chargers and Breeze, you know, even sure if he's going to play next year. And he's definitely one of those type of talent. I hope he has he's fun to watch. And, you know, I predominantly love football. If I can watch the Chiefs, if the Niners aren't playing, I'll always try to do it. So yeah, I think he's shown he's tough as well. You know, he's popped his knee out and he was out for 3 weeks. Probably should have taken a bit more, but came back and won some game for his team. I hope so. He's definitely fun. You know, when you got a QB that can pass with his left hand and has no look passes and stuff like that, that's pretty special. I look forward to it for sure. And we don't play them too often, so that's fine, I guess.
Fair. At Lucky Guy Fantasy on Twitter asks, what is your favourite moment game of the season and why?
To me, it's the win in Seattle, week 17. That place has been a nightmare for us the previous years. And going up there and sticking it to them, you know, especially the way we did, and a tackle by Greenlaw on the, what is it, two inch yard line or something. That was a pretty special game, pretty special moment in Seattle for me. And it shows, it was a good explanation marker at the end of a good season, a great defense and stuff like that. There's loads I could have taken the Kittle play in the sense. But I think that one, I'm a defensive kind of guy, and that one, pretty special for me.
Fair. Owen?
Well, I'm quite torn between two. I feel like one of them's got to be week 17 when the Chiefs obviously beat the Chargers and the Patriots lost to the Dolphins pretty much at the same time. I remember sitting on the train watching both games at the same time, and when it happened and we got the two seed, I just went nuts. I couldn't believe it. It was such a good turnout for us because we beat the Patriots early in the season. So that was the deciding factor for us to get the two seed. So I was really happy about that. The other one was Sammy Watkins' touchdown in the championship game against the Titans, which gave us the 35 points, and I think it gave us an 18-point lead or a 17-point lead. That was almost a moment that I kind of knew that I could say with confidence that the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl, and I think that was unexplainable how good that felt.
Fair. I would say just go with Fitzpatrick. If there's ever in doubt, just go with Fitzpatrick. That should always be it. So, love sure. The man. Right, last question then from Tony Craig on Facebook. And he asked, who's the better tight end, Kelce or Kittle? So, Owen, why don't you go first?
I mean, I'm going to have to bring in some bias here and say Kelce. I mean, he's had several thousand-yard seasons. He's been proven to be one of the best in the NFL for some time. And as good as Kittle has been this season, I just feel like Kelce has the edge for me. I mean, he's so useful in the he's almost a number one receiver, and he's almost that Tony Gonzalez-esque where you do have to treat him as a number one receiver, otherwise he's going to cause you problems all game long. So, I think Kelce does have the edge for me there.
Fair. Naji?
I'm obviously going to disagree. I mean, Kelsey's done it longer, for sure. And he's definitely number two for me. But Kittle is such a machine. He's a force in everywhere. He can catch, he can block, he can run the ball, he can do all of it. And he does it with a massive smile on his face. You see him pancaking, you know, safeties in the end zone, and he looks like a madman after it. He's an absolute legend. And he seems like a nice guy, you know. He doesn't mind not catching the ball if that means his team is going to win. I remember Kelsey a few years back having a bit of tantrums when things weren't going quite his way. So I'm going to go Kittle, although I'll say he will have to keep doing it to be out there with him, for sure.
Fair.
I must admit that George Kittle wearing the T-shirt with Jimmy Garoppolo topless after the championship game win is probably one of my favourite moments of the season. He does have a great attitude and great energy.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to, you know, the sound bites they do, the NFL sound, when they give him the mic, it's always a massive laugh. He's a joker. Even in a huddle, sometimes he'll pop a joke, and Jimmy's talked about it a bit. But yeah, the guy is just fun and No, in a Gronk kind of way, even, like, I don't know. It's just, I love him to bits, obviously.
Yeah, I completely agree with the Titans. In fact, I thought both were starring roles in their, in the title game interviews with Travis Kelce shouting, "You've got to fight for your right to party." I mean, I've never seen Jim Nantz more scared in my life. And then Terry Bradshaw just basically telling George Kittle, "I don't want to talk to you. Just take the trophy and run around the stadium." I mean, both were very bizarre moments, but I did enjoy them. So it was great. So yeah, it's great fun. Both those fellas have done really well. So going on to wrapping this up. So there is probably some neutral people who don't know who to root for in this game. Normally people's stances are, "Well, I'll just root from the team in the other conference." But let's try and make it a bit more neutral. So to reach out to those neutral fans, let's I want each of you basically to have a 30-second pitch to them, just to say why they should support the 49ers or the Chiefs. So I'm going to let Naji go first on this one, as to why they should be supporting the 49ers in this game.
Well, if you want history, you know, within the NFL and legacy, you've got it with us. If you want the future, you've got it with us. We've got one of the most advanced and genius play caller as a head coach. If you want, you know, one of the greatest city in America, you've seen it on TV, you've seen it, the beautiful bridge and Alcatraz and all that, although the stadium is quite far away now, unfortunately. You've got that, and then you've got probably one of the most fun team to watch at the moment. You've got great-looking quarterback, an absolute nutter of a tight end, you know, great defense with Young and all the guys. So it's a whole package. If you want a team that looks good and play good, then you should definitely follow us.
I like the fact that you've used Jimmy G's looks to try and convince.
You can't. That jawline is just too good.
I'm not going to lie to you, Naji. This is a predominantly male audience podcast.
Oh, well.
I don't think you're going to win many people with that argument. I'm just going to turn that off there.
But, well, even if it's just a one.
There you go. It's all about reaching that one person, right? Someone will go, "Oh, yeah, that'll be the reason." And if you do, hit us up on Twitter. I want to know that is the reason. Owen, over to you. Why should all neutral fans here be rooting for the Chiefs in this game?
Well, the Chiefs are on a mission this season. We haven't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years. We finally got back after winning the trophy that was named after our founder, Lamar Hunt, the AFC title trophy. We've got the reigning MVP on our side. We have an amazing offense. It's just going to light up defenses for the Super Bowl and for years to come. So if you're looking for an exciting team, I don't think you should look any more further than the Chiefs. I absolutely love the team. I've been a huge fan of the team for ages, and finally we're at this point where we can go out there and win it. So I think you should back the Chiefs.
Nice. Okay. Both compelling arguments in each of their own ways. I think the one thing I will say about this this game is you haven't got the hatred factor. I don't think anyone, unless you're a team in the relevant division, right? fans of, say, six teams in the NFL won't want one of these teams to win. But outside of that, I think the rest of the NFL will be quite neutral because it's refreshing. It's two young quarterbacks, two young teams. You've got, you know, there isn't that hatred factor of, oh, it's the Patriots again, so it's anyone but the Patriots or anything like that. So I feel like this year, I don't think, as long as the game is good, I don't think the neutrals are going to be disappointed with whoever wins. And I think that's the way I kind of see this. I think if Mahomes and the Chiefs win it, I think people will be okay with it as long as it's a good game, the same way that I think if the 49ers win it, again, as long as it's a good game. Final one then on this, and I'll go to Owen first then. Score prediction for the big game.
Okay, I'm going to go Chiefs 31, 49ers 24.
Okay, Najee?
I'm going to go way bolder. This is something I predicted on our podcast. I said 32-14. I'm feeling very, very comfortable.
Wow. Keeping Mahomes to 14 points. That is bold.
I called it a kind of repeat of the Broncos-Panthers game. Wow. I think we're going to get under his skin and make him look like Cam Newton.
Wow. I tell you what, that is bold. If that comes off, I think a lot of people will be giving you a lot of credit for that. Brilliant. Well, look, I really appreciate you coming on, guys. I wish you all the best for Sunday. Najee, why don't you go first? Why don't you tell people where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, where they can find the 49er Faithful UK if they want to join, get involved, etc.
Well, yeah, we're mainly a group on Facebook. It's 49er Faithful UK, fairly easy to find. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at 49ers Faithful UK. We also have a YouTube channel, although it's not that much on it. It's usually Lee, our host, that will go once a year over there and have kind of a road trip slash you know, vlog kind of thing over there, so you can check out the stadium and the city and everything it gets up to. And yeah, we've got a podcast. We usually have previews and reviews during the season, and then we'll have specials, end of season draft kind of thing, and you can find out pretty much everywhere you can find podcasts, you know, Podbean and iTunes and, you know, on Google Play in the US and everywhere. So there we go.
Owen, where can people find yourself and Arrowheads Abroad?
So we've got a website. You can go on to arrowheadsabroad.com and find that. We have a Twitter page, which is at @KCChiefs_UK. And we also have a Facebook page, which is Arrowheads Abroad as well. We do meets all, like, during the seasons of all across the UK. I mean, we're in London. We've been to Birmingham before. We've been to Manchester. We've been up into Scotland as well this season. So we're trying to set up as many meets as we can to really get the kingdom and the community involved. And we do, obviously, we do podcasts as well. We do normally twice a week during the season and then one a week in the off-season, just keeping you updated with everything you need to know about the Chiefs. So give us a follow, give us a like on Facebook, and get involved with the kingdom.
Nice. I actually have to give you an extra shout out because I found your article, 50 Years of the Kansas City Chiefs, which you've got on the Arrowheads Abroad website. So I ask everybody, I'll tweet this out as well. I read it just as part of research for this, and I saw it and I thought, I'll give it a read. It's a great read. Like, it's a long form, but it's so much stuff in there that I didn't know. And I've been watching football 25 years. So definitely, I'm going to share the article out. Definitely, if you're interested in the Chiefs or just even a bit of the history of the Chiefs, give it a read. It's a great read. So go find that article on Arrowheads Abroad or on our Twitter line or on the Arrowheads Abroad timeline on Twitter. You'll be able to find it there. But gents, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck Sunday. And
thank you.
You know, I know you'll be a bag of nerves and you know, probably won't be able to face Monday or Tuesday, whatever happens. But enjoy the experience. Is this both of yours first Super Bowl as a fan of the team? I'm obviously for you, it's going to be Owen. But Najee, is
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
No, I've been a fan for quite a while, although I fell off the wagon for a bit. Where it wasn't for football at all. But no, I was there in 2012 when we almost won it. In the Superdome with the power cut and all that. It's good to be back.
So basically, if the three of us here, me as the Tampa fan is the only one that's watched our team win the Super Bowl live. Okay, great. Good to know. That was so good. But no, boys, it's been a real pleasure. Like I said, good luck to you on Sunday. Rush Nation, if you want to follow these guys, they've given their handles, join the groups if you're fans. If you're just getting into the sport and you've come across this and you like the sound of what one or both of them are doing, then yeah, give their group some love. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter, who you thought won the debate. We will be back at some point over the weekend just to give a final run through of our Super Bowl predictions and how we think it's going to go. But please check out all the podcasts so far this week. We've had, you know, we've had Smitty, we've had Jacob Barner and his take the 49ers with Erica Tampotti talking about the Chiefs. I've given you a bit of an overview of some of the stats and things that you can look forward to, and now you've got this, so you should be all ready for the game Sunday. But stay tuned to 5 Yard Rush. But until then, keep rushing.
We are all entitled to sexual health, just as much as physical and mental health.
We want to make it easier for folks to find resources. However they engage with us, there's no wrong door.
So it's important that people are able to get access to care that is affirming.
Talking about what their sex life is, about their concerns, and to make sure they're healthy.
Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your sexual health matters. Visit doitforumc.org.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.